Leslie, Mark Daniels, WTAQ Radio. Can you just talk a little bit about how your team really got back together after you were in Lambeau a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that was a tough day for us. And we talked after the game about what we needed to do to kind of right the ship a little bit. And to our guys' credit, they were able to put that game behind them and focus on our next opponent, and then we played better, you know, as a group.
Hey, Coach, Bill Huber from Packer Report. Can you just put in the words how well you guys played against Houston in light of, you know, Peterson didn't have a Peterson-like day, but everybody else kind of stepped up around him?
Yeah, you know, Aiden has had so many big games for us, and it's kind of overshadowed the fact that we have a lot of players that are contributing to our success and have contributed throughout the season. And, you know, rightfully so, Aiden should get the run of the attention. When you can rush for 200 yards the number of times he has, and over 1,800 yards rushing, that's rare air. But we have some other guys that are contributing, and they understand that it's a team game, and they bought into that philosophy, and it's paying off for us.
Coach, my name is Vic Ketchman. I'm with Packers.com. Do you think Adrian Peterson should be MVP?
He'd get my vote. You know, some of the things he's done this season, and when you consider coming off of ACL surgery for running back and to be dominating your position and leading a team that very few people thought we'd be playing a game, the last game of the season, to go to the playoffs. And a lot of it has to do with Adrian's success. Although, as I mentioned, we've had a lot of the guys contribute, but nobody has dominated when there's been so much attention paid to him the way Adrian has at the running back position, or carried the team the way he has on a number of occasions. So he's been fantastic for us. I don't think we'd be in this position without him having a monster season. So, yes, he'd get my vote.
Vic Ketchman again. What about the possibility of coming back here to play next week? Is that attractive to you? Could you speak on that a little bit?
Did you say it's a gym? Speak.
It's the same. Vic Ketchman again from Packers.com.
Vic, I would. That would mean that we won this game on Sunday. So I'd be a happy, happy camper. I'd be so happy. Yeah.
Coach Bill Huber again from Packer Report. You know, you play with one of the best of all time with the Bears, with Walter. How good is Adrian historically? I don't think you speak about Jim Brown, but I mean, I get just the last, you know, 30, 40 years of running backs. Is Adrian right at the top of that list?
I'd have to say so. And, I feel like I've played with arguably the greatest to ever play the position. And when he had that 82-yard run at Lambeau, I'm telling you now, on the sidelines, I thought about Walter. Because Walter had some big games up there as well, and I was on the sideline seeing some of those runs. And I've told Adrian this a number of times. He's the closest thing that I've seen to Walter because he has the power, he has the speed, he has the agility. You know, he's a three-down back. He's not a guy that has to come off the field. I'd put him up there with all the greats that have ever played the position, without question. And he's not done. I mean, he's going to do a whole lot more. But, you know, we're witnessing greatness in watching Adrian Peterson. And but as I mentioned, he's not done. There's still more to be accomplished by Adrian.
Leslie, Mark Daniels again. Can you do anything but just call a regular game with that record in sight?
Well, Mark, we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to call a regular game. And if the record comes in the midst of us getting the win, that would be great. Adrian will be the first to tell you the most important thing for our team is to win. And if we don't get the record and we win, he's going to be a happy dude no matter what. He wants to win the game, and that's how we're approaching. We got to find a way to win the game.
Vic Ketchman again, Coach. As far as Christian Ponder is concerned, do you see any evidence that he's ready to take it up to a higher level?
You know, Vic, he had a very good game against Houston. He did so many things well for us, made great decisions, very efficient with the football, was excellent on third downs, did a terrific job of just leading our team, leading our offense throughout. So he's making the necessary strides at a critical time in our season that you want to see at the quarterback position. So we think he's improving, and we need him to have another great game again this Sunday.
Leslie Mark Daniels again. Can you just talk as a defensive guy about Aaron Rodgers' ability to find matchups and how you have to protect yourselves from vulnerable matchups?
Yeah, I mean, he does a terrific job. Aaron is an excellent quarterback. The thing that makes it very tough on defense is, you know, when you have things covered up like we did in our first game, and then he starts moving around, buying time, moving guys out of zones, it just creates a lot of stress on your defense. If he was just a pocket guy, you know, you could probably defend him a little bit differently, but he creates a lot of problems, even when, you, and as I mentioned, even if you cover the receivers. So it's not so much that you can't cover the receivers. They've got excellent receivers, don't get me wrong. But his mobility creates a lot of problems for defenses. A lot of problems.
Bill Huber from Pack Report again. Do you like how you defended against him last time, though?
Well, that quarter drive wasn't a lot of fun. You know, we did some good things in that game. We didn't win the game, so there's nothing you feel good about when you don't win. You just don't feel good.
Defensively, though, do you feel like you're on track to where you need to be? I mean, everyone knows you got to be playing well, getting into the playoffs. Do you feel like defensively you're where you got to be this time here?
We really improved, and that's what you want to do is improve as the year goes on. And we're probably playing our best football on defense during this month of December. So that's exactly how you want to do this thing. You don't want to peak in September and October. You want to be getting better as the year goes on, and that's what we're doing. So I do feel good about where we are defensively. There's still a lot of things we can improve on, and we know that. But we are improving, which is very, very encouraging.